This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we are going to get word from the National Association of Realtors on sales of existing homes in February. It'll be revealing because financing a home sale has been getting a little more expensive lately. Last week, Freddie Mac said the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was at nearly 3.1%. That's the highest level since June. That could also have an effect on the wave of refinancing we've seen throughout the pandemic. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Mortgage rates fell to record lows in 2020, and that caused refinancing to explode. But that's starting to change, says Mike Fratantoni, chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association.
By our data, refinance volume is down about 26 percentage points over the last month or so.
Fratantoni says many people already locked in those ultra-low mortgage rates. So now that rates are rising,
there's just not the same incentive to jump in because they've already got that record low rate.
But because the economy was in such trouble last year, a lot of people who wanted to refinance their mortgages may have lost their jobs or had trouble qualifying for a refi, says Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
Now that the economy's ramping up, we expect credit underwriting to loosen somewhat.
As employment rises and people's finances improve, Vittner says more Americans could start thinking about refinancing. Because at just north of 3%, mortgage rates are still pretty cheap. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.